Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 27th. You'll be interested to know, today is opening day for Major League Baseball. All 30 teams are in action, marking the first simultaneous start since 1968 in the United States. Although Seattle and Oakland played in Tokyo last week, today is special. Remember, it's not springtime until Major League Baseball says it's springtime. It's a great day for a ball game. Let's play too. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 25 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 50 and a pleasant west breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain showers in the early morning hours, a low around 36 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be just before 10 with the low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 41 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 56 and light west winds. Rain is likely Friday night with cloudy skies and a low around 39. Saturday brings rain with a high near 44 and northeast winds. Rain continues into Saturday night with a low around 38. On Sunday, expect more rain with a high near 41 and east winds. Rain likely persists Sunday night with a low around 41. Monday has a chance of rain with a high near 58. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the New England Aquarium has unveiled a specialized retirement home area for elderly African penguins who have significantly exceeded their typical lifespan. This initiative is vital as African penguins are endangered due to threats like climate change, pollution, and overfishing. Currently, 8 penguins reside in this unique section of the exhibit, with over half the colony surpassing the average life expectancy of 10 to 15 years. Notable residents include Good Hope and St. Croix, both in their 20s, alongside Harlequin and Durban, aged 32 and 34-year-old. Special care includes tailored environments and daily treatments for aging pairs. Now on to sports. Baseball is back, and opening day is more significant than many realize. On Thursday, March 27th, all 30 Major League Baseball teams will officially kick off their seasons. While the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chicago Cubs played in Japan earlier this month, the remaining teams will start their quest for the World Series title. Historical data shows that opening day outcomes can indicate future success. Of the last 5 World Series champions, only the Atlanta Braves lost their first game, emphasizing that every match counts. A loss on opening day could impact a team's playoff chances later in the season. In local sports, last night, the Celtics defeated the Suns 132-102 at the Footprint Center. Al Horford led the charge with 16 points and 10 rebounds. The Seas shot an impressive 81% from the field, extending their winning streak to 6 games. The Celtics' record now stands at 53-19, while Phoenix falls to 34-38. Tomorrow night, the Celtics face the San Antonio Spurs, who are 31-39 at the Frost Bank Center. Both teams are riding winning streaks, with the Spurs on a 3-game run. Tip-off is at 8. Last night, the Bruins fell to the Anaheim Ducks 6-2 at the Honda Center. David Pastrnak netted a power play goal, but it wasn't enough. Leo Carlson led the Ducks with 2 goals, including a shorthanded opener. The Bees now stand at 30-34-9 for the season. And the wheels have come off the wagon, folks. Saturday night, the Bruins head to Detroit to clash with the Red Wings. This afternoon, the Sox kick off their season against the Rangers in Arlington at 4:05. With Brian Deo out, Garrett Crochet will take on Nathan Eovaldi. With 76 degrees and clear skies, it's a perfect day for a ball game. In top news, Robinhood is making strides toward becoming a comprehensive financial service by launching Robinhood Banking, which will offer checking and savings accounts to Gold subscribers later this year. This wholly online platform will enable users to send and receive money through the Robinhood credit card app, and it promises to deliver physical cash on demand right to your doorstep. Users can expect a 4% annual percentage yield and up to $2.5 million in FDIC insurance through a partnership with Coastal Community Bank. Additionally, Robinhood is introducing Robinhood Strategies, a wealth management platform, and plans to launch an AI-powered investment tool called Cortex for Gold subscribers later this year. In business news, a Stamford man has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges related to the theft of $28 million from his former employer, the candy company Mars. Paul Steed, age 58, faces 7 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of tax evasion, according to federal officials. He allegedly funneled more than $18 million to forfeiture. Between 2011 and 2023, Steed worked remotely as a global price risk manager, creating a fake company to divert funds. The government seeks to forfeit his Greenwich home, purchased with nearly $2.3 million in stolen money. Steed is currently detained. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $88,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 9% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a groundbreaking study published in the journal Science, researchers have made significant strides in understanding a key protein linked to Parkinson's disease. This protein, known as PTENT-induced putative kinase 1, or PINK1, plays a vital role in maintaining healthy mitochondria. Professor David Commander from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research stated, "Our structure reveals many new ways to change PINK1, essentially switching it on, which will be life-changing for people with Parkinson's." By accurately mapping PINK1, scientists have identified how it senses damage and binds to mitochondria, paving the way for potential therapies. And in entertainment news, in the action-packed thriller Black Heat, directed by Wes Miller. Parents, Malik and Alexis, portrayed by Jason Mitchell, and Tabitha Robinson, embark on a relentless rescue mission to save their daughter from a criminal underworld. Set in a sprawling housing project, the film offers a high body count experience filled with relentless energy, despite lacking depth in its script and character development. As Malik and Alexis confront various challenges, including a notorious pimp, the film maintains a workman-like style, punctuated by moments of dark humor and sentimentality. Scheduled for release in over 200 U.S. theaters on March 28th, Black Heat aims to entertain with its gritty narrative and action sequences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American football coach and politician, George Allen Sr. And he said, "Work hard, stay positive, and get up early. It's the best part of the day." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.